Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
An author born and raised in Marion County and now living in Europe is home for a visit and for a reading of his new book, Back in the Game. Let's go in depth with author Charles Holdifer, formerly from Knoxville. Charles, where did your inspiration for Back in the Game come from?
Well, it's been a story that's been with me for a long time now. I've worked on it off and on over the years, and I guess I was sort of slow because I did a few other books in between time, but this book was always sort of special to me because it's sort of a going-home book. It's the first book I've written which is really about Central Iowa, the part of the world that I grew up in.
Can you give us a brief synopsis of the storyline?
Well, it's the story of a guy named Stanley Mercer, and Stanley is a baseball player whose career has come to a halt, and he's kind of at loose ends, and he fakes his credentials and pretends that he's an elementary school teacher and gets a job in a small town in rural Iowa, and that's where things start getting more complicated for him.
Well, in my mind, I see as rural Iowa, not really Marion County. I see it as a little south of here. Is that right? Am I guessing right?
You're guessing right. Actually, I'm not sure how you picked up on that, but that is, yeah, that's true. It's an imaginary place. I mean, it's
Legion.
Yeah, it's called Legion, a small town called Legion, Iowa. So it's smaller than Knoxville, for instance. It's a certain. It is a part of Iowa that I associate with my childhood. I went to elementary school in Dallas, Iowa, and then in sixth grade, I came to Knoxville, and then I graduated from Knoxville High School in 1978, which was a long time ago.
Well, and you're a player, Stanley. He'd seen the world. I mean, he'd been all over. He had these big league career aspirations that he didn't quite reach, and then all of a sudden, he's at a place where a lot of people are well established in their careers, and he's not going up anymore, is he?
No, he isn't. So this obliges him to confront a lot of questions he probably should have confronted before. I love sports, but there is, with very few exceptions, you can't play sports forever, and it can lead to a sort of arrested adolescence, and you do have to join the grown-up world at one point or another. So he has to confront some things that a lot of people would have dealt with much earlier, and he's realizes that you can't. Well, he finds out, he learns along the way, that you can't really cheat on some basic important questions.
Well, and then at the same time, you have his successful brother, and his successful brother has money and a nice family, but he's not very happy either.
No, his successful brother has... I don't know how would I say that he's maybe he hasn't tried hard enough despite his success. Maybe he hasn't looked into certain questions hard enough, which gives him a sort of dissatisfaction.
And so, as a reader, are we supposed to identify with, or do you hope that we identify with both of them, or see some of us in that in terms of realized or unrealized expectations? Is that part of your goal as an author?
Maybe. It's probably, I'm inviting, since I spend more pages on him, I'm inviting the reader to identify more with Stanley, because although Stanley, it's maybe more on the surface that there are lots of things he hasn't quite figured out, let's say. Most of the time, for most of our lives, I think we're not as sure of ourselves as we might present ourselves to be to others, that we have plenty of doubts. And he's so that's why, and I think probably lots of readers, even if they're not a man, or even if they're not an ex-baseball player or something like that, they can identify with Stanley in the way he is. And he tries to get along. I mean, he's not, I hope he's not an unsympathetic character. He tries to make friends, and he's put in this position of being sort of almost parachuted down into a community of a lot of people he doesn't know. And so a lot of the book is about the community. It's about a book about a place, and in a way, partly a book about a certain type of landscape. And since it's about Iowa, it's also a book about the weather.
The weather and hogs
and hogs, sure,
and agriculture,
and sure, and the changing. You know, the changing face of Iowa, because when I, as a teacher, so he's an elementary school teacher, he confronts issues, for instance, such as bullying, which unfortunately, I mean, I remember witnessing that when I was a kid, and it's still a problem which is with us. And so that's the sort of thing as a teacher he has to deal with. And then there are other problems which are more recent to rural Iowa, problems related to, say, methamphetamine abuse, which when I was a kid, that wasn't really on the landscape. Now it is, and there's been a high cost link to that. And also the changing face of agriculture, the changing face of you know, just the way we have factory farms in some counties, that is affecting our economy and the way we look at the land.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with author Charles Holdafer. One of the things that struck me is I would guess Stanley, the main character throughout the novel, he was very successful and he was popular as a kid. I mean, he was obviously a successful athlete. I would guess that he was popular. And then, at least in my reading of the book, he identifies with the kids on the margins, not so much the in the school, not so much the popular kids. For some reason, he becomes almost an outcast, too.
That's true, actually, because perhaps by remembering, he can see through the popularity, and he, and after all, he's not totally arrested. He's an adult, and so he can have more capacity or for empathy for the kids who are struggling more, who are the ones who are perhaps being mocked or bullied.
And there were some interesting, rich characters, some of these marginal kids that he seemed to get along with very well.
And part of this it's probably linked to, for him, in a sense, identifying with them. I mean, we often think of it that kids identify with adults. Well, it goes both ways. It goes both ways that adults also have something to learn from children. And Stanley learns, I think, by the end of the book, he learns some things from some of the more weak parties in the sort of schoolyard sense or scheme of things, because you know the schoolyard can be a brutal place for kids, and that's a merciless place, and that's something that Stanley does understand.
Now, you use the word arrested a couple of times, and I can't help but think that it's not only Stanley that is, at least in the beginning, well, and throughout, he's arrested. I mean, he's not what he could be. But then there's a whole other slew of adult characters that are in that same boat, right?
Yeah, there are. There's the case of his local friend and sort of confidant, a guy named Nelson, who's going through an ugly divorce, and he's sorting out a lot of those issues. Stanley also gets romantically involved, has an affair with the mother of one of his pupils, which turns out to be a bit of a bad call, because that leads to lots of complicated issues with the husband there. And so the mother is someone who is sorting out her own identity. She's as pretensions, which are more than she can really stand up for.
Well, and there's drug problems there too.
Yeah, sure. Her husband is a methamphetamine addict, and there's a lot of denial going on at first, and that can't go on because the price, the time will come when these issues have to be faced.
And he falls deeply in love with her, doesn't he?
Yeah, or he convinces himself for a while that he's in love with her because he wants to connect. He wants to connect. And this is it's sort of a theme in the book. There's a character, a fairly minor character, who gives a piece of advice saying, you got to connect. And Stanley interprets that in terms of it's a metaphor which he uses, for instance, with baseball. You know, if you're batting, the first thing a coach will tell you is, you know, you got to make contact. And what I'm doing here, I'm playing with this dictum from this writer, E.M. Forster, who said a lot of writing boils down to the phrase only connect. So what I've done is I've sort of just paraphrased that with maybe more of a Midwestern idiom and say, you gotta connect. You see that throughout the book between the characters. You see that toward the end of the book with some of these children that we were alluding to trying to play baseball. And there's a scene of the kids playing baseball. It's it's not really a sports book, but it's a bit informed by sports, some of the metaphors used throughout. So Stanley is looking for connection, and he finds out that all the other characters, or most of the other characters, are looking for a connection too. The problem is they're not always trying to connect the same way, and that's where we get a lot of human grief sometimes. But on the more positive side, it does work too. In Stanley's case, he makes a serious miscalculation about getting involved with a certain woman that turns out badly. But with the kids, he does manage to connect somewhat. That does work.
More in depth after this.
Welcome to In Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
An author born and raised in Marion County and now living in Europe is home for a visit and for a reading of his new book, Back in the Game. Let's go in-depth with author Charles Holdifer, formerly from Knoxville. Charles, where did your inspiration for Back in the Game come from?
Well, it's been a story that's been with me for a long time now. I've worked on it off and on over the years, and I guess I was sort of slow because I did a few other books in between time, but this book was always sort of special to me because it's sort of a going-home book. It's the first book I've written which is really about Central Iowa, the part of the world that I grew up in.
Can you give us a brief synopsis of the storyline?
Well, it's the story of a guy named Stanley Mercer, and Stanley is a baseball player whose career has come to a halt, and he's kind of at loose ends, and he fakes his credentials and pretends that he's an elementary school teacher and gets a job in a small town in rural Iowa, and that's where things start getting more complicated for him.
Well, in my mind, I see as rural Iowa, not really Marion County. I see it as a little south of here. Is that right? Am I guessing right?
You're guessing right. I'm not sure how you picked up on that, but that is, yeah, that's true. It's an imaginary place. I mean, it's
Legion.
Yeah, it's called Legion, a small town called Legion, Iowa. So it's smaller than Knoxville, for instance. It's a certain. It is a part of Iowa that I associate with my childhood. I went to elementary school in Dallas, Iowa, and then in sixth grade, I came to Knoxville, and then I graduated from Knoxville High School in 1978, which was a long time ago.
Well, and your a player, Stanley, he'd seen the world. I mean, he'd been all over. He had these big league career aspirations that he didn't quite reach. And then all of a sudden, he's at a place where a lot of people have already are well established in their careers. And he's not going up anymore, is he?
No, he isn't. So this obliges him to confront, as you, yeah, a lot of questions he probably should have confronted before. I love sports, but there is, with very few exceptions, you can't play sports forever, and it can be lead to a sort of arrested adolescence, and you do have to join the grown-up world at one point or another. So he has to confront some things that a lot of people would have dealt with much earlier, and he's realizes that you can't. Well, he finds out, he learns along the way, that you can't really cheat on some basic important questions.
Well, and then at the same time, you have his successful brother, and his successful brother has money and a nice family, but he's not very happy either.
No, his successful brother has... I don't know, how would I say that? He's maybe he hasn't tried hard enough despite his success. Maybe he hasn't looked into certain questions hard enough, which gives him a sort of dissatisfaction.
And so as a reader, are we supposed to identify with, or do you hope that we identify with both of them, or see some of us in that in terms of realized or unrealized expectations? Is that part of your goal as an author?
Maybe. It's probably, I'm inviting, since I spend more pages on him, I'm inviting the reader to identify more with Stanley, because most of the, although Stanley, it's maybe more on the surface that there are lots of things he hasn't quite figured out, let's say. Most of the time, for most of our lives, I think we're not as sure of ourselves as we might present ourselves to be to others, that we have plenty of doubts. And so that's why, and I think probably lots of readers, even if they're not a man, or even if they're not an ex-baseball player or something like that, they can identify with Stanley in the way he is. And he tries to get along. I mean, he's not, I hope he's not an unsympathetic character. He tries to make friends, and he's put in this position of being sort of almost parachuted down into a community of a lot of people he doesn't know. And so a lot of the book is about the community. It's about a book about a place, and in a way, partly a book about a certain type of landscape. And since it's about Iowa, it's also a book about the weather.
The weather and hogs
and hogs, sure,
and agriculture,
and sure, and the changing, you know, the changing face of Iowa. Because when I, as a teacher, so he's an elementary school teacher, he confronts issues, for instance, such as bullying, which, unfortunately, I mean, I remember witnessing that when I was a kid, and it's still a problem which is with us. And so that's the sort of thing as a teacher he has to deal with. And then there are other problems which are more recent to rural Iowa, problems related to, say, methamphetamine abuse, which when I was a kid, that wasn't really on the landscape. Now it is, and there's been a high cost linked to that. And also the changing face of agriculture, the changing face of you know, just the way we have factory farms in some counties, that is affecting our economy and the way we look at the land.
More in depth after this.